Talvez, já tô
vendo.
Quer você? Who is Carlton Hess? Was this a new one? We gave this one out already. Oh, please. Oh, see, maybe there's someone that any extras on the table. Check and shame us. Because, yeah. Yeah. Kobe's. You see? Yeah, but there should be some that we put in Seamus last week. Yeah? Okay, we're both set. Okay, so we discussed the concept of Dolphin Akuma. So, which means that if you have... In other words, our objective is to have the schach and the walls next to each other. Right? So, what if you have a wall and then schach posel? And schach posel. And then schach kosher. So you have a wall, and then the schach starts, but it's metal poles, so that's not good. And then, after the metal poles end, then the real schach begins. So, is that a problem? So if the schach is less than what? Then four tfachim. Then what is that called? Less than four tfachim. That's called schach pasul. Less than four tfachim, which is what? Kosher. Right? Schach pasul that's less than four tfachim, it doesn't pasul. And you could even sit under it. So say, for example, you have, this has happened when growing up, I always had a sukkah like this, you had an overhang on the sides of the sukkah. But the overhangs usually aren't so big. So if they were less than what? Then what? So in other words, the overhang will passel the schach underneath, because the overhang is a mechubar l'karka, is part of a building. So the schach becomes schach passel. But schach passel, what's the din? Schach passel passels in how much? With Dalit Fachim. Avir Pasel's what? It's three. So if it's less than four Tfachim, then it's Chach Pasel Pachas me Dalit Fachim. And what's the din? That it's okay. Meaning even you could even sit under it. You could even sit under it. You don't need Dofen Akum. You don't need Dofen Akum. Because the schach posel pochos mi dal tvachim is okay, right? But if it's more, let's say it's more than four tvachim, then you can't sit under it, right? If the schach posel is more than four tvachim, then what? That it's no good. You can't sit under it. So now the question is, so do I lose the wall? In other words, say I have four tfachim of schach pasul, and then the schach kosher starts after that. So now what? So the halacha Moshe Mitzinai is mechadesh that even if it's four tfachim, or more than four tfachim, up to four amos of schach pasul, you can't sit under it. Anything then, once it gets to four tefachim and more, you can't sit under it. But tzchach pasul could now become part of the wall, and will view the wall as if it's going up, you know, vertically up, and then it takes a 90 degree turn and goes horizontal. So that is called what? That's called that the whole thing is a dofen akuma. In other words, when you have four tefachim, less than four tefachim, you don't need dofen akuma. Because less than four tefachim is schach puzzle, but schach puzzle is okay less than four tefachim. And you can even sit under it. But once it's more than four tefachim, you can't sit under it. But then you have to deal with another problem, that you can sit by the schach kosher, but the question is, isn't there too much of a gap between the schach kosher and the wall? So the answer is, the halacha Moshe Misina is machadesh, that the schach posel becomes part of the wall. So you have a wall that's very strange. It goes up straight, and then once it hits the ceiling, it takes a turn and a 90 degree angle now. And that whole thing is considered part of the wall until you hit what? The schach. So now you can't sit under it because you have to sit under schach. You can't sit under a wall. And even though now you have a horizontal wall, but that's still a wall. And al pi din, it has to be a wall, because if it's not a wall, then there's too much of a gap between the wall and the schach kosher. So Rashi at Dav Yud Zayin writes that Lo Hamishim Moshe Misinai is like this. What's that? It's a Dofen Akuma. Well, I mean, it's 90 degrees. It's pretty Akuma. Right. Well, so, yeah, but it's still Akum. It's the ultimate of being Akum. You know, you basically, instead of being vertical, now it's total horizontal, so the wall is like this. Because Rashi explains, the pshat is, because if you do it this way, so then why is Dofen Akuma only by Schach Potel, not by Avir? How come, if you have Avir, by Avir you have airspace, and it's three tefachim airspace, then you can't sit under it, and then you lost your wall. You lost your wall. That wall doesn't count. And a wall, a sukkah has to have three walls. Two and a tefach if you do it right, but basically three walls. So if there's airspace, in other words, you don't put your schach till the end, and there's a three tefach gap, then not only you can't sit under it, but you lose what? You lose the wall. So the chiddush is, but when it's chach posel, you don't lose the wall up to four tefachim. Because if it's four amos and more, then that's too far for us to say dofen akuma. So, but that's a lot. Four amos is a lot. What? 7.5 feet, Rav Ferrara says. Right, so that's a lot. That's a big amount. So you could still say up to and not including 7.5 feet is Dofen Akuma, and then you won't lose the wall. That's the advantage of Dofen Akuma. If the schach puzzle is next to the wall, we'll view it as a continuation of the wall, and then that wall will be considered mitzuruf to the schach kosher that is in the middle. If it's obvious less than three tefachim, we can sit under it.
Only if it's criss-cross, right?
We'll have to see that. We have a separate packet on whether you need criss-cross. we didn't really do it in a full way. It's an up and coming, Beis Hashem. Okay, so this is a fundamental thing. There are two aspects to this halacha. The aspect of whether it's kosher or pasul, and then the aspect that you also lose the wall. You say that there's no tziruf. We're not. Okay? So that is the halacha of Dofen Akuma. And if you want to see the Rashi, Ruby, on page 3, Rashi explains on the fourth line, Haynu de machashvin l'schachi ilu ben hadofen v'nekam v'nichpaf l'mala, where you consider the schach as it's part of the dofen. Uva'avir alega l'meimer hachi. V'eini b'farish roim ez hadofen ki'ilu hu akum. In other words, the way you said it, that way. The whole tachas schach impossible gil schach votzi as a team kain gam gam be'avir na'meimer hachi. Because those, if Dofen Akuma, possibly you could have said Dofen Akuma means we view the wall as if it's like this, and it tilts towards the schach. But if that's the pshat of Dofen Akuma, then that should work by Avir also. How come when you have Avir more than three, so you can't sit under it, and you lose the Dofen? Ah, so why don't you say that the wall just bends? You know, we view the wall, this wall is erect like this, but now we view it as if it bends towards the schach kosher. So we don't say that, because then that would work. Even then, there should be a din of Dofen Akuma. Even what? Even by Avir, even when there's airspace between the wall and the beginning of the schach. So Mela, that's how Rashi explains that Al Korcha. You have to say that it's that Dofen Akuma doesn't mean that we view the Dofen as if it bends towards the schach, but we view. No, the dofen will go straight, but then when it hits the ceiling now becomes part of the dofen. Yeah. One second. Yeah, but you're saying that if it would be Avir. Yeah, but it's connected, but now you're unconnecting it and going a different way. Okay, so what difference does it make? If you're not using the part that's connecting it to connect, so what good does it is that it's connected, but you're not using that connection? Like you have a connection, but you're not using a connection. That's why probably Rashi didn't want to say what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but that's why perhaps Rashi didn't say it. Yeah, what are you saying about Ferrari? What? Oh. Oh, yeah, so if that be the case, then you'd have the same question. Then why did you say that by Avir? Yeah, so it must be that the pshat is to say this way. That's how Rashi learns. In other words, in theory, you could say all these svaras, but I think Rashi, because then it's not akuma, really. It's just uprooted. Akuma means it's bent. Okay. Rashi is explaining how does Dofen Akuma work.
Yeah, but why is he trying to explain
what it is. What is Dofen Akuma? Dofen Akuma means that we treat that part of the schach puzzle as a continuation of the wall at a 90 degree angle. And
but what is he saying about Avir? He said he can't say that as far as Avir.
by Avir, it's not gonna work, because what are you gonna say? The wall goes up, and then
nothing tangible,
so then it can't become part of the wall. The only thing is, if you would say Dofen Akuma means now to take the wall from going this way and tilt it towards the Schach Kosher, that should work by Avir also, because then we're not using the air as part of the wall. So if that's the Pshat of Dofen Akuma, so how come it doesn't work by Avir? So it must be that that's not Pshat of Dofen Akuma. Dofen Akuma means that we're going to go up, and then we're going to make the turn, and we're going to view the ceiling as part of the extension of the wall.
So we extend the ceiling, not the wall.
We use the ceiling as an extension of the wall. So the wall is going this way, and then 90 degree turn, and now the beginning of the ceiling is a continuation of the vertical wall. The wall goes vertical, and then it goes horizontal.
So you really can't sit under there because it's part of the wall.
You can't sit under there, even though, yeah, because it's, you can't, the halacha of sukkah is you have to sit under the schach.
Right.
And the halacha is, even though this is schach, well, it's schach possible, that when if you have less than dalat tefachim of schach kosher, of schach possible, then you don't need the din of dofen akuma, because that's good on its own right. So therefore, it's good enough that the dofen is next to the schach possible, because the schach possible, pachos midalat tefachim, is okay. So you don't even need it. So, you know, like, so I remember growing up, we had this sukkah where there was an overhang, and so some people would say, well, don't sit under the overhang. Really, there's nothing wrong with sitting under the overhang, because you don't even need the din of Dofen Akuma there.
If it's less than,
because it was less than Dalat Fachim. So you don't need the din of Dofen, and you can even sit under it. You only need the din of Dofen Akuma when it's more, when it's Dalat Fachim and more, up to less than Dalat Amos. From Dalat Fachim and more, up to less than Dalat Amos, that's when the shear of Dofen Akuma sets in. Okay? Okay. Good. Okay. Now, the part we started talking about on last week was, does Dofen Akuma require that the Dofen go all the way up physically? Or could you have a good asik together with the Dofen Akuma? In other words, say you only have a wall that goes up 10 tefachim, but the ceiling starts at 15. So we have a concept of what? Good asik. And now, we have schach posel. So now we have to say good asik and then say dofen akuma to make the sukkah good. So the question is, do you say two halach l'moshe misinais together? We said that the old Erevin all used to work based on the principle of good asik. Like the old days, they would use the wire of the telephone wire to be the kon al gabayim, and where's the kon mikan? So some telephone poles go on top, so that would be okay. Then you could use the telephone pole as the lechi also. But a lot of telephone poles are minatzad. So minatzad is what? Is no good. Then you have a third thing. You've seen these type. The telephone poles like this, with a piece of wood coming out, and then the wires are going on top of this part. You see this? In other words, the perfect Eruv is that you have a telephone pole, the wire is going on top of the telephone pole. The one that's possible is going minatzad, it's going from the side. The wires are, here's the telephone pole, the wires are going not on top, they're coming from the side. But what if you have like this? What if you have a T, a teep shaped, and but the Y is not going on top, they're going on top of the crossbar of the T. Is that Benatar or is that not? So what does Jesse say? Jesse passes up Jesse. So what? Seems we're not tired. He paskins that's possible. Maj paskins the possible.
Huh? Have the arrogance to say that.
Very, very slowly. He goes to the slowly.
Unless you say,
go so,
to the
Maj
to the
Maj
just
the. No, but the Maj has. No. Look at this. It's definitely not on top of the air. It's off to the side. So what's the Havamiyah should be good? Because it's on top of the crossbar.
Yeah.
So the question is being on top of the crossbar, is that good enough? Or do you need daft on top of the thing? So what would you say? What? What do you say?
I don't see why it's awesome.
You think it's good?
Yeah.
Yeah, why?
Because it's on the wood, it's part of it. Plus we've learned
it has to be on top.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's still on top of the crossbar. It's still part of.
Yeah, so this was a big machlokes in Paiskim. I have a whole piece in my sefer about it. There, this was a big machlokes. Where is the machlokes? Yeah, machlokes in the Erev in Toronto. A little point now. The Erev in Toronto. The old Price is Erev. The old Erev. The old Erev in Toronto. You know, as Rabbi Willie once pointed out, was based. They used the whole telephone poles. It was very easy Erev to, you know, you just use all the telephone poles, and that was good. And then they would say that this is called Al Gabayim because it's like a tree. A tree has many tops. It's, right, all the branches. Any top of every branch is kidding on top. So that was the old Erev. And then there was Ma'arim on the Erev. And they didn't want to rely on this Kula. And they said that no. That if it's not on the top of the main part, it's only on top of the crossbar, that's no good. So then they redid it, right? Later days, the Erev was redone. But the old Erev was done by the great Gaon of Avraham Price, which most of you probably never heard of. Okay, but that's because he wasn't part of the regular, you know, establishment. Well, he was the establishment. He was the establishment before other people became the establishment. So then he became not being the establishment. But, you know, as Rabbi Harari pointed out to me many years ago, Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung was maspid. Rabbi Harari was there. Rav Pinchas Hirschsprung was maspid Rav Price. So just to understand who Rav Price was, you first have to understand who Rav Hirschsprung was. You know, Rav Hirschsprung was from Montreal. He was the Gadol. He was the Boichel in Chachmei Lublin. He knew Shas Bal Peh. Okay, I once went with Rabbi Reichman. We once went to the Baropach to hear Hirschsprung was being maspid the Kloisenberger Rebbe. So we went together with Rabbi Reichman, myself, and his sons, Rabbi Reichman's sons. And we made the bracha on Rabbi Hirschsprung. We made the bracha. And Rabbi Hirschsprung's minhag was that he would ask you what you're learning. You said you're learning. I was learning Bava Basra then, Bava Basra Mem Aleph, and then he would start reciting it. That was the minute. You ask him what you're learning, he tells us you're learning, and then he recites it. That was the old minute. So when Rav Price was Nifter, he was the Rav in Montreal. So Rav Hirschsprung was mastering it. Understand that these people are forgotten people of yesteryear. Yeah.
As long as there's a straight line, that it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, and it has various, how should I say, sub branches on that, on the pole.
So Rav Price's Erev was based on going on top of the side poles, and the new Erev, Jesse Silverman's Erev, is based on not relying on that. And hence we are today. So today, that was the old style post-kim, relied on that, that cooler. Today we're not relying so much. But the old Erevin relied on just having the 10th Fachim on the bottom of the pole and just eyesighting it that it was Lamata from the pole Firiya Sinai.
It wasn't Minatzad
and it wasn't even Magia. It wasn't even Magia because it was it's not so easy to get a piece of wood and put it on the bottom of the telephone pole until you hit the wires. But if you just take a 40-inch thing, that's much easier. But the thing is, you have to make sure. So, and it's not so easy to plumb line everything to make sure. So you just do a little say 9, and that was the old minute. And that's how Erevin were built. Until after Rav Moshe was nifter. Then, after Rav Moshe was nifter, then people would say, maybe we should be frumer and not rely on this tool anymore. Because Rav Moshe wasn't around to back it. So, the kula is Ein Tzarich Liga, you don't need Rav Moshe, but the fact that they were using Riyas Einayim and things like that, so the Erevin were redone.
What is
Rabbi? The Erevin were redone. And basically what they did, they started using tubes, these black tubes. And they would basically take the tube, go to the bottom of the pole, and then nail it into the until it goes to the top. Not just 10 tefachim on the bottom, but all the way to the top. And that was the new style. Tubes. What?
When you ask, it's already true.
So that's also a question, but the punch of shot is you let it you go all the way to the ground. There's one sheet that maybe could be made on that says that it's that Gedayim Bokimbo, so the Gedayim don't get so close to the.
Meaning you can't put the black tube on top of the wooden and put a string through it.
Now you should know there's another thing, let me point out to you. There's another type of telephone pole that the wire goes through the pole. Now, as I'm telling you about the type that goes on top, that's good. The side is definitely not good. The cross beam is machlokis. What if it goes through the pole? What do you say about that? Huh? Yeah. Goes through the pole. You've seen it. Through the pole. What is that called?
What?
He paskins, Hess paskins, he's a machmir. We have all the machmir here this year.
Why did they have
what?
Why did they have
no, so some posts can say it's okay because it's on top.
Yeah, why did they put it on the wall?
No, so you make believe the top of the pole is there anymore.
Right, you don't need it.
Off.
Because it goes through.
Right, so we cut it off the top.
Right. So that's called tougher.
Why
was that okay? Because all you need is the shear's 10th fachim. That's all you need. And then you say gurasik. You say that the 10th fachim wall, the halach is, goes, continues by itself. Because, so those post-gimrim, the pints and others hold that it's enough. I'm sure emotion, but it's of then Tufi Rosenayim is good enough because the Torah, the accuracy of halacha was based on eyesight. It wasn't, as Rav Henkin once wrote, The Torah is not given to the astronomers, astrologers. It was given to regular people like you and me. So it's so we're Osei Naim. If it looks good, it's good.
So why are we
machmir with vegetables? So in a chanami, vegetables is if you see the bug. If you don't see the bug, then yeah. And then the question of by bugs is what's called seeing it. In other words, what if you only could see it if you know midday, but you can't see it later? So that's a whole question. What's called Rosh Hashanah? But the general concept is that the Torah is Lefi Rosh Hashanah. Like the Rebbe Moshe has the famous, he talks about the Ribu of Tefillin, right, Rebbe Harari? Post can talk about the Ribu of Tefillin has to be square, but you have the mamish. You know, we live in a society of, scientific age, that we're mathematical, scientific. But the Torah in those days was not, given to the... So Lefi Rosh Einayim was sufficient.
Amasish.
Amasish.
Yeah,
that's the Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Very good. Yes. Say there's no crossbar. Say the thing is coming from the side. Right, so you put it under it, so now it's underneath the... So what? But it's going above the ten fucking thing on the bottom.
And that's why it's called Rosh
Because you have to realize it's not easy to make Erev in big places. And these are... So we have pre-existing structures. It makes it much easier to have to put up new structures. So if you're in a bungalow colony or in a camp, put it up for the summer. But if you're in a metropolitan area... And you want to do it, and you have all these potential wires, so you want to use them as much as you can. It's as part of the air. That's so. Yeah.
What if I wanted to add the tube to the top and the telephone pole, put a wire through it, and
you want to put
some kind of tube or wire, even like a thick wire, and put a tube through that on top of the telephone pole.
You want to put your own wire?
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to let you. The telephone
company. It's not from the ground.
If you want to put your own wire on top, so you put your own wire. Whether that's legal or not, I don't know. But
it's a question if it's legal to put
the entire tube. Yeah. So I mean, they put. Yeah, they have to. I guess you have to get permits and things. Yeah. Okay, so basically the question now that we have to deal with is if you want to use Dofen Akuma, could you also use Gurasik on the same case? Could you say, I have a sukkah that it's only 10 tefachim high, so I have to say Gurasik to get it to the top, but now I have Schach Pasol, so now I have to say Dofen Akuma, so I have to say two halachas. Do we say that? So the Ran, the famous Ran here on page 2, says Parchas Vidal Rams Tamid Dofer Akuma Upeish Ad Dofer Akuma Chorim Ki Ilu Ad Dofer Nekam. Yeah. And then he says, the first word in the line is Epsher. ולפי שידו זו גם על כורחו כשהדפנס מגיעס לשכח הסכינן אבל אין דפנס מגיעס לשכח לכן למים בדופן הקומה but if the דפנס are not מגיע לשכח physically then you don't say דופן הקומה that's the run So the simple shot is that maybe because you don't say two halacha l'moshe misinais together. So there is a famous tshuva from Rabbi Kiva, and this halacha is brought. This discussion is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. Here, look at Shulchan Aruch here, page 11. Says the Mechaber, Schach posel, posel be'emtza bedal tfachim, av apochaz bedal kosher, v'mudu lishon tachtov, v'natzar einu posel ele bedal ramos. So says the Magen Avraham. Well, then he says, the Amrita Dovan HaKumar. Says the Magen Avraham, Tainan Lomashan Rokiyu HaKosel Nekam. So says the Magen Avraham, Masha Davkishkan Tfanis Magiyas Leschach. So he passes like the Ran. That only if Tfanis Magiyas Leschach, then you could say Dovan HaKumar. So what is the now? Does everyone agree with this, Ron? So let's look in the tour. So look on page 4. It says Schach posel posel beemtzo barbot tfachim amapachas barbot shera wuto lishon tiachav meatzarei posel al barba amos amapachas barba amos kshera damina dofen akuma afilu eina dofen ela asar tfachim. So he says beferish that you say dofen akuma even with gerasik. So you have a fundamental machlokes here between the Ran and the Tur, whether you could say good asik and dofen akuma. The Torah says, even if it's only 10 tefachim, you can say good asik and then you'll say dofen akuma. And the Ran says, no, it has to be. So what's the machlokas about? So Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Tshuvas, says Asher Shaal Shulchan Aruch HaKosel Nekam Magen Avraham Mashna Davkin Shad Tafaris Magiyas Leschach Vinei Betor Kosov Av Ein Magiyas Leschach Mikol Mokom Because kurase kavi kemi gias schach. What's the hachiyam in the dofar kubo? Chor bemes time a boy alaran. Am I pshita leil mifsal? In other words, who are the two sheet? Who's the burden of the proof on? So he's saying the burden of the proof is on the Ran, because the Torah is not inventing any new halachas. We have a din of Gurasik, we have a din of Dofan Akuma, so we'll use everything we have. Why not? So what's this idea of the Ran that it has to be Magia to the top? When he has died, the Ran l'shitase ozel. Because of the sukkah, hay de nachet plukto de loved the emsa, gabe miuto, hay de lomar, the man de omer, hay de loved the emsa, ki amrinim, nish loved menatza, dafka, ki miato mitzar haschach. Al miato mitzar hadofen lo, to no time came the pachas with our armas, abrin the dofen akuma, a feel ki miato me hadofen, have a lay loved menatza, di kamash malon de lo. Mishum the law of reading dofen akuma velovod ki hadodi. The kaven shekain shapi because of Iran, the beinu magiyah v'schach. The law of reading dofen akuma, the law of reading gurasak v'dofen akuma ki hadodi. The law of reading dofen akuma velovod ki hadodi. So he says, so he says that the Ran has elsewhere this idea that you don't put together two halachah l'moshe misinais. In other words, say you have the din of lovin. So the din of lovin is what? That if you have less than three airspace, then it's considered closed in. Now there is an opinion that says that lovod, you don't say lovod be'emtza. Because lovod is only if it's on the side, say, on the schach. There's a side that's going to connect it to the wall, but not in the middle. In other words, so what if you have a case where you have the lovin and the emtsa, but if you say dofen akuma, it won't really be the emtsa. So the Ran says, in other words, when you have a case of lovin that's be'emtsa, but a lot of cases of lovin be'emtsa are really menatzad, which you could say dofen akuma, and then the emtsa is really menatzad because you use the schach as part of the dofen. Yeah, that's on daf tesem and alef medaf pe'arif. It's over here on page 9. Says, lo nothing but starfin, the aim is starfin. But the Bruce is not true. That will go to the Israel Sukha Mishum Avri Gimel, the Hachi Sukha Dolos Ligam, the Psula of Tilim Shrudim, the time of the Mandomer in Lovitz, the Schach with Amin Shurim Hatzizim Chin and Lovitz Moshe Mishina. Skin of Chitzim the good and Lovitz and Dovin Akum. Shum Hachi is really the Dachi with the Fana Sud Amin Lovitz, about the Sikh of Lov, he gets really the Loshna. Then he says, "And love the manom, he loves the etzik. Yamini, he loves the mitzah. Dafke, he miyotu mitzah tzchach. Miyotu mitzah dofen lo. The lo time came in the epachas of dal amos samach and dofen amini and dofen akuma. Feel miyotu mitzah dofen, but he loves the mitzah. Mashmal on the lo, we should love miyotu dofen akuma, but love ki adod. Hilke, he miyotu mitzah hadofen. Also miyot tzchach, b'chal shev lo dofen." Avalei loved the emtzer. So let's get back to. So we see elsewhere that the Ran says this idea. So what does it mean? Does it mean you can't put two halachah l'moshe m'sinai together? So Rabbi Kivegas says not exactly. Look on page 13, the bottom paragraph on the right side. V'nirali b'ir divrei Ran lo b'pshuto deina sukkah miskasheres halday mei halachos yachad loved v'dofer akuma ela de kavonas Ran hechad yefshal odun alechad ela mikoch idach halman nomer in loved b'emtsa yefshal odun aloved rach mikoch damir v'dofer akuma v'nasa avir me'atzat. The chacha based tvachan la'avir lidan deish loved be'emtsa shech lodo b'yichud ze dofen akumu v'chein loved after hechsha hasukhu v'achal yidei shneyem v'kol mokum mahani. So he says like this, that the concept of two halachah l'moshe m'sinai, as you don't say, is only when the two are contingent one on the other. Like, for example, in the case of good asik and then dofen akuma. So if you don't say good asik, then how are you going to say that it's a continuation of the wall? First, you have to say the wall goes up all the time. And then you can say it turns. But if you don't, you don't say that it goes over the top, then of course you can't say it turns because it doesn't even get, it never met to, went to the top. So the second halacha l'moshe, so Mela, the fact that you say don't nakuma is only because first you say gurasik. If you didn't have gurasik, then you couldn't say don't nakuma because. What are you going to say, Dovan Akuma? It's only 10 Tfachim. So how can you say that it turns if it doesn't go past 10 Amos? So first you have to say it goes up straight. Then you can say it turns. So the fact that you're saying Dovan Akuma is based on that we'll say good Asik first. But say, the two Halacha L'moshe M'sinai's are disjoint. Say, for example, like this. You have Dovan Akuma, right? So it's pachas of schach posel. It's less than dalar amos of schach posel, but it's still schach posel. So you just have to say dofen akuma. And then right after the dofen akuma ends, you know what's there? Not schach kosher, but two tfachim of avir. So that's still good because of lovet. Right? So memela what? But those two halachal moshe misinas of saying good asik and lovud are not contingent, because lovud exists independent. Now the good asik works even if they wouldn't have the lovud, because you have a wall and then you have the schach, so it works. It work on its own. You don't need to kick in the love. The cash kasher, the sukkah, you're gonna have to have both. But you didn't need the. In other words, if you don't have lovud, the sukkah won't be kasher because you have the avir. But the good asik, but you know, the good asik doesn't need the lovud in this case to kick it in, because the lovud, the good asik is there, and then the. And then you have two tefachim airspace. You still need that, the kasha and the sukkah. But if the case, so that case, even though it's two halachal moshe misinais, even the Ran would agree you say it. The only time the Ran says you don't say two halachal moshe misinais is if one halachal moshe misinai can't be said without the other, because it won't be shaykh. Ultimately, if you need two halachal moshe misinais, you're going to need two of them to be machshir the sukkah. But in the case where you have to say good dofen akuma, so usually after the dofen akuma, now this is the schach kosher. But say after the dofen akuma, after the schach posel, you still have another two aspects. In other words, you have the schach posel, pachas midalat amos, and then you have two tefachim of airspace, and then the schach kosher starts. So you're going to have to say dofen akuma, and then say lovud, and then it'll be okay. But the lovud and the dofen akuma don't need each other. They need each other to kasher the sukkah, but they don't need each other for independent halachal mishum misinai to kick in. So if that be the case, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, then you could say two halachal mishum misinas, even according to the Ran. It's not a din that you don't say two halachal mishum misinas. It's that if one of them is contingent on the other, then... See, it's not shy to speak about dofen akuma unless the dofen is close to the top. And now the chiddush is you say akuma. But if the dofen never got to the top, then you can't say dofen akuma because the dofen is here, and then the akuma part is there. They're not connected. For first you say to the top, and then that's one halacha moshe misinai. And then say the second halacha moshe misinai that it curves. But you can't say the second one without the first one. But with the case of the lovud exists independent of the dofen akuma. They don't need each other. They would only need each other according to the shita that lovud is only said if it's min hatzad. So then you need the dofen akuma to make the lovud be'emtsam really min hatzad, because the wall is considered to go until that airspace. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now, as a shem, we're going to have to see, are there other cases in Shas that have to be dealt with? Chazon Ish is going to speak about this, but this is the yisod of Rabbi Kiva Eger. He writes on page 13 on the top left. If he says Ya'alok La'aran, he pachas midal amas chach posel mitzad adofen, the achakach beis tvachim la'avir, li'idon di'esh lovet be'emtzu v'shaych lodon b'yuchud, v'zeh adofen achuv v'chein lovet, av the heksha asukar rachal adei shneim, mikol mokam mahani. Okay. Think about it, just to make sure you understand it. It's a complex idea. But I want you to think about it to make sure that you got it. You understand the difference between what type of halachal moshe misinai you could say two together, which type of halachal moshe misinai you can't say two together. If you didn't understand it, so... ask me, ask whatever, to make sure you understand this. It's a fine distinction. Okay. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we shall continue.